Political activists tried to muscle in on migrants' fight. One of the aspects of the protests over the use of the former RAF Wethersfield for migrants that has gone largely unreported was the attempt by far-right groups to inflame racial hatred. In late and early summer last year, they set up social media groups and arranged protests at the asylum centre entrance. But their efforts failed to gain traction, and their members decided to try their campaigning elsewhere. They had started with leaflets distributed to every house in Wethersfield. They outlined opposition to immigration by claiming Western nations are being replaced by non-European migrants. Simultaneously, there was a surge in social media activity about the proposals. Newly established pages opposing the asylum centre shifted their focus away from local objections, concentrating instead on inflaming tensions by calling on residents to act. One such post from the now deleted page, Wethersfield Concerned Citizens, urged followers to, quote, create as much inconvenience as you possibly can, and was shared several times across existing groups, sparking intense debates among members. Aware of the sensitivity of what they were saying, they advised people not to respond to messages. Other posts shared by these individuals gave dates and times for multiple protests at the site over the coming months. However, when Wethersfield residents became aware of the far right's influence on their campaign, they had tried to distance themselves from it, both online and by shunning alternative protests. Some locals addressed this head on, asking for people to be respectful. For years, local residents had been in a battle to stop the takeover of this site. Their concerns were about the potential harm to wildlife, the obliteration of local heritage, and the lack of resources and infrastructure, which led to various social media pages being created, rallying under the slogan, "Wrong place, wrong plan." Those words stayed strong. The far-right activists failed to hijack the campaign, and the local campaigners are still leading the way.